Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys Friday afternoon. I wanted to wait until the final injury report came out for both teams before I do this. Just, you know, get as much information as you can. So we're doing our preview show each week. This is episode 1291 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers Storage 365, David Gill, and of course, Josh, who helps out so much with these preview shows. And yeah, I know somebody is like, why are we previewing the 49ers Dolphins show? And it's 49ers football. I'm not going to take it lightly. I love that I get to see the 49ers play this week. I absolutely love that we have three games left. Wish it was more. Wish we were in the playoffs. Wish we were fighting for seeding. And I know somebody's like, 1% chance, baby. Come on. There's one. Come on. Let's get it. It's possible. But we're going to preview this game. Why not? I want to see what this team can make out of a terrible situation. I think that there's times like this where you figure out who people are. And back, you know, in 1 week, we figured out who Ambry Thomas was. We figured out who Devondre Campbell was. And I would argue watching the film, we figured out who a couple other people are. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. If you want to check out our film breakdown, there were a lot of business decisions made last week. No doubt about it. I get it was a short week. Whatever else, don't care. Business decisions were made defensively and offensively. Go watch those. And also, we got our very first draft breakdown in today. Had to start with the Longhorn. One of my draft crushes. I love this kid. Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas. I think he's going to go in that kind of 8 to 15 range. That's where the 49ers probably will be picking. Major position needs. I loved the tape. That's up under our player breakdowns on the 49ersrush.com. And first of many, we'll probably finish with 50, 60 video breakdowns on draft prospects. And, you know, research is going strong for the NFL draft, for the 49ers Rush draft book, which I'm excited about. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I appreciate everybody, all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. What's up, Rick? Josh, the man right here, 49ers Faithful Forever. Y'all see 49ers Faithful Forever. I see Josh. He is the best of the best. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. Hashtag CCs, y'all are the best. The Countdown Crew, what's up, Dave? And we got Kevin in the house. John Notre Dame playing. You're on a timer. I totally understand. I'm a Longhorn, but I've been working all day. I wanted to get this done once I got everything, you know, diced up and all that fun stuff with injury reports and clips and all kinds of stuff. We're going to be hearing from Shanahan. We're going to be hearing from Mike McDaniel. I got a Tua clip if we can work it in there. We got a lot of stuff. Shout out to Juan and the man, Eric Meisner. Now, the Dolphins, Hasn't been great. Has not been great. They're 6-8, just like the 49ers are 6-8. They're kind of in the same situation, both outside looking in, but they're in second place in their division. We're in dead last. They've got a much better opportunity to make the playoffs than we do. But their season hasn't been great. Tua's injuries definitely derailed everything. They've had bad play everywhere. Tua's coming off a 3-interception game against the Texans last week. Definitely not what they wanted to do. Hey, Sin, how we doing? And right here, Niner faithful. Is Tyreek playing? Heard he might not. I'm thinking Tyreek is going to play, but he is questionable. Let's jump to it. The players that we know for sure for the Dolphins that are out, D. Eskridge, you know, the wide receiver that was picked for Seattle for a long time ago, he's out. And their long snapper, Blake Ferguson. Uh-oh. No long snapper battle here. Doubtful Jaylen Waddle. I don't think Jaylen Waddle even has a chance of playing, to be honest with you. But they're questionable. Tyreek Hill's now questionable. He practiced earlier in the week, but he didn't practice today. Teron Armstead's probably the most important outside of Tariq. He's been a top five left tackle. He missed last week. Probably going to miss this week as well. Patrick Paul, you remember him if you were with us for the draft research last year. Offensive lineman out of Houston. He's going to be their starting left tackle. He's played three games, you know, meaningful snaps. Man, he's going to have his hands full with Bosa out there. I do expect Bosa to play, but I don't think Armstead plays. I don't think Waddle plays. I do believe Tyreek Hill plays. And again, Kendall Lamb, their kind of swing number four tackle, he's out as well. Bradley Chubb, questionable. And Cameron Good, questionable. They're linebackers. We'll see. And, you know, that's them. Us, Trent Williams out, Isaac Garendo's out. Nothing new. I doubt Trent Williams plays the rest of the year. And Isaac Garendo missed 23 games in college with hamstring and foot issues. Finally gets his chance. Had a foot issue last week, played through it. Hamstring issue this week, can't play through it. I'm not sure we're going to see Garendo again either, because that dude missed more playing time and snaps in the training camp and load up than Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall saw three practices. I don't think Garendo saw that many. Nick Bosa is questionable. Fully expect him to play. Robert Beal rolled his ankle in practice. Now he's questionable. I hate that. He's solid run defender. We need solid run defender with speed. This is like a Robert Beal game. He's getting about 15 to 25 snaps a game. Awesome versus run. We need him this week. And Drake Greenlaw questionable, but I'm telling you right now, Drake Greenlaw is playing. Period, period, period. That's just what it is. So I do think Tyreek will play. But, and here's the thing, if I'm going to be a little salty, even though Jaylen Waddle's out, even though Tyreek Hill might not play, I don't think it matters. Yeah, we got beat by the Rams without Cooper Kupp and without Puka Nacua earlier in the year. We got beat by the Vikings whenever they didn't have Jordan Addison the entire game. And Justin Jefferson went out right early in the third quarter, still moved the ball at will against this defense. It doesn't matter who we're playing against. It doesn't matter who we have. Fourth quarter defense, we can't stop anybody. Is that going to change in these last three games? Ah, man, I really hope it does, but it's just bad. I don't know really what else to say besides the fact that, like, man, our fourth quarter defense, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter who's injured. Everybody has success against us. We have not stopped one team in the fourth quarter this year. Last year, we stopped 11 teams, shut out 11 teams in the fourth quarter last year. This year, goose egg, straight zero. Right here, Niner faithful. Who are their other wide receivers? I don't even know. So, like, if we go through their depth chart, you know, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, those are their guys. Just by snaps, Malik Washington, who I liked a lot out of Virginia. They got him in the sixth round, speedy wide receiver. They got a type. He's going to be their starter. He's got 170 snaps this year. Isaiah McKenzie might get some play, but Braxton Berrios and River Craycraft. Can't quit River Craycraft, baby. Niners legend. I don't know if we want to say that. But yeah, Malik Washington's going to be that guy that's going to be out there. Short, he's 5'8", 194. They drafted him in the sixth round out of Virginia. Fun tape. Really, really fun tape. But I'm going to be honest with you. They have speed everywhere. It's the Achilles heel of this defense because we don't roll our safeties over to help our slower corners. And I doubt we start that now. I just don't see that. But back to the Dolphins. Here's the deal. They don't have a true identity. It's speed, But some games, they focus on the run game. Sometimes they try to air it out. They try the gadgets. It just has not been a consistent team. It really, really hasn't. You know, McDaniels, I think that he sticks around, and I really hope that they do because I freaking love McDaniels. Now, let's do this. Let's jump to Mike McDaniel, who was with the 49ers and all that stuff. Here's Kyle Shanahan talking about whenever he found out that McDaniel was going to get the head coach job for the Dolphins.
It was good. He was excited, a little emotional. I was happy for him and Katie. And it's always something weird or funny when you're talking to Mike, too, usually. But no, it was cool. Mike and I have been through a lot together, and I was pumped for him to get that opportunity.
And like, it's always weird, and it's always funny. That's just kind of who this play, who he is. He's by far one of my favorite people in the NFL. And I would love for him to return here if for some reason he did get fired, but I don't think that would be the case. Because again, if he returned here, he wouldn't call plays. He could be an offensive coordinator for probably 20 teams of his choosing. Again, I know we all want Robert Saleh, D'Amico Ryans, Mike McDaniel. We want them all back. I totally get that. It ain't happening. I wish he would, but it ain't happening. There's no way he would come back here, especially with just like you talk about the relationship that he has with Shanahan. And so I want to play this clip and shout out to Eric Meisner, our IG guy that runs our channel over there. Freaking brother. I love that man. He cut this clip. So Mike McDaniel was asked, a little behind enemy lines take here, what his journey with Shanahan was. It kind of how they got started. A little bit of a longer clip, but I think this is pretty good.
It was like an arranged marriage, I would say, because I got a job. Coach Kubiak hired me independently of Kyle Shanahan, giving Kyle Shanahan his first position job, me my first professional paying full-time NFL coaching gig. And he thought that we would work well together and be able to complement each other. So he threw me in the receiver room, and we started working. I mean, he was my, you know, the staff previous. There was, you know, the youngest coach, I think, was Troy Calhoun, the head coach at Air Force. And there wasn't a lot of time to train me. So I just had to fill in the gaps as it happened. I think Kyle was the first guy that I had aspects to my job that he had directly done just the previous 2 years. So he knew the ins and outs of what the position was. He early onset put high expectations on me and held me very accountable, and I'm very grateful to him for that. And you know, I wouldn't be here today without him, but it wasn't. I think we grew to like each other, but it was we were kind of thrust together, I was definitely fortunate that Gary Kubiak had that foresight.
So you didn't know him in Denver?
I knew of him, but you know, he was a busy guy. He was the head football coach's son. You know, who's this guy? Is me? And you know, we would talk from time to time, but you know, we didn't develop a relationship until we started coaching together.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, like, his very first coaching job was in Denver under Mike Shanahan. And, you know, they didn't really cross over too much like he talked about until they get to Houston where Kyle was the OC. And Kubiak was like, look, dude, you got to learn under him. And then after that, the rest was history. But if you haven't read The Why is Important, I think that's the title of the name. It's Mike Silver's book. I finished it. It's awesome. I think it's like Why the Why is Important. It kind of details McVay, Shanahan, McDaniel, O'Connell, like all these guys, awesome journey and where they got. And they get into some hardcore stuff and Mike McDaniel's drinking problem, which cost him his job, and how Mike LaFleur passed him in the pecking order and McVay passed him and all this stuff happened. And then he kind of, you know, got right and all those stuff. I mean, it's incredible. Mike McDaniel is a freaking legend. And I love how he overcome his adversity. He's so transparent with it for other people that have issues. I thought it was awesome. So anyway, the relationship that these guys, they were together in Denver, they were together in Houston, Washington, Cleveland, Atlanta, and then the 49ers. Like, these guys been together for a long time. 2022 was the first time in maybe 16 years that these guys weren't together. So, and there's a lot of carryover on the roster. We just talked about River Craycraft, baby. Absolutely love it. And their offensive coordinator for the Dolphins, Frank Smith, he was on the team as a graduate assistant at Miami of Ohio, the Red Hawks, when McVay and Mike Shula, or not Mike Shula, Mike Shula, were players. And so, like, he was a GA with McVay, like, just the overall, you know, everything that kind of goes together here is huge. And then, like, even if you want to go to the defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver, he was in Houston during Kyle's OC days as a linebacker, as a player. And so, like, good Lord, like the just the amount of carryover between this coaching staff and ours. We used to joke they're the South Beach Niners. Like, that's just what they are, right? Yeah, right here, John Embry, Wes Welker. You had Kittle talking about how John Embry still calls him and says, can't believe you went out of bounds. You need to work on your stance. Like, that's beautiful. Wes Welker, he definitely wanted to go back to Miami. All those different, like, yeah, there's just a lot there on the coaching staff. Ah, man. Yeah, I love it. I love a lot of people that are over there. I really, really do. And so now let's look at just kind of what their season came about. You know, they're 6-8, and they've lost two of their last three. They lost to Houston. They lost to Green Bay. They beat the Jets in overtime, but they've won their last three home games. Last three, they beat the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Jets. That's a pretty terrible group of teams, but I think the 49ers kind of fit in there. Yeah, we beat the Patriots. Yeah, we beat the Jets, but, like, I don't think we're a lot better than them. Roster-wise, yeah, but not by record, not by what you put out on tape consistently. So this is a battle of the mid, baby. Battle of the Midway. We're going island hopping, except we're going down South Beach. And shout out to everybody if you're going to Miami. I won't be able to make it there. The 49ers have an official invasion on Saturday. I think it's from 12 to 3, but you do have to go through Ticketmaster. I meant to have the link up. I don't have it up on here, but yeah, go check it out. I know that there's still tickets available and they always throw a great party. Go check that out for sure. But you know, this game, they're fighting for jobs, because I know some people want Shanahan fired, and I understand that because we're not winning for the first time. But man, McDaniel has never won a playoff game. He has never won a division. He's been there 3 years, and I still think that they keep him. I think that they should keep him. The culture's good. The team's good. They got some issues, but they got some stuff to build around. Now, if we're looking at just snapshot from a PFF standpoint, a snap-by-snap evaluation, the Dolphins' offense overall, 25th. They have struggled this year. With Tua out, they were god-awful. I mean, almost unwatchable. Now that Tua's back, they still got some banged up. Every team's banged up to a certain degree. But they're 25th out of 32 teams in PFF offensively. Not good. Defensively, they're 18th. Special teams, 31st. And their long snapper's out. So take that for what you will. Overall, the Dolphins are 24th. Now, the 49ers, in those exact same metrics, PFF loves the 49ers, man. Offense, 4th. Defense, 9th. Special teams, 13th. Overall, we're 6th. Yet, we're on the outside of the playoffs, below 500 record, all those different things. Just yikes, yikes, yikes. Don't like it. Don't like it. Now, the one thing that I do like, so we got the game Sunday. We'll go live right after the game's over. I'll be here at the mothership. And then Monday, it's my time to hear from you. We do this once a month, which I'm excited about. We have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout, our meeting. It's going to be 5:30 p.m. this Monday, the 23rd, before all the Christmas activities. So you ain't got to talk to everybody about all your 49ers woes. You get those out with us. It's going to be a good time. All you got to do is head to the 49ersrush.com. Sign up there, Jerry Rice tier and above. Or our Patreon channel, free 7-day whatever. So if you're one of those people that's just so pissed about Shanahan or whatever, I don't care, whether it's positive or negative, if you want to talk draft, we can do that too. Man, go sign up. It's free. Cost you nothing. Come join us. If you like it, stay. Support the channel. That's how I feed my family. All the draft breakdowns, all that stuff, that's over there, the 49ersrush.com. Go check that out. So let's dive into the history of this matchup. We haven't played them that many times. Only 15 matchups in 49ers-Dolphins history. That's it. Obviously, the huge Super Bowl, which was awesome. But the 49ers win, currently have a lead 8-7. So it's been close. Now, nostalgia, and I don't know if 2022 counts as nostalgia, but it does for me. My favorite regular season game I have ever been to, I've been to a lot of games, was the last time we played the Dolphins. December 4th, 2022. It was one of our very first home tailgates that we started. It was a blast. Man, we threw a pre-party. It was awesome. Got to hang out with John Taylor, Eric Wright. We had Mark Clayton there. I mean, it was just such a cool event. We didn't have a lot of people come out, which I understand the Bay Area getting down, a terrible location down there. It's hard to get, you know, out there for the game and the day before. That's why we kind of stopped doing those parties. But we had a blast. Jimmy Garoppolo goes down first quarter, carted off. Brock Purdy comes in. John Chapman says cuss words in the stands. I go buy a bunch of beers to drink my sorrow away. But then it was just like, oh, all right. Okay, Purdy. All right, Purdy. He just kept cooking, man. They blitzed him every single play ever. Brian Flores, I think. Was it Brian Flores, the DC? I don't know. Maybe not. Brock Purdy goes 25 of 37, only 210 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. And just, man, he was cooking. It was awesome. And it was the ultimate roller coaster of emotions. Brock, you know, Jimmy G goes down. This is after Trey Lance already broke his ankle. Then Jimmy Garoppolo goes down. Then Brock steps in. And it was just like, here we go, baby. It was fun. It was the most fun regular season game I've ever been to for the 49ers, and man, I absolutely loved it. I really, really did. And we had the same guys, CMC, Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, Kittle, Jordan Mason. Like, we had the same guys now. CMC's out, Ayuk's out, Mason's out. We've got injuries out the wazoo, but that's what it was. So, last time we played this team, I could not have been happier. It was just absolutely incredible. Now, let's learn about the Dolphins, their defense. It's better than their offense, which is crazy to say because, you know, Tyree, Tua, whatever else. Their defense, the Dolphins' defense, 13th in points, a little better than average, 6th in yards. Not giving up a lot of yards. Neither are the 49ers. 25th in turnovers, that's bad. 23rd in fumbles, 23rd in interceptions. They're just not turning the ball over. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. You look at just kind of what the 49ers have done recently. We have turned into just a turnover machine. We have 6 consecutive games with turnovers. 2 of those 6, we've had 3 turnovers. You want to know the main reason why the 49ers are not winning games? I think number one starts with protecting the ball and causing turnovers on the other side. You know, doing our defensive breakdown of last week's Rams game. First 3 possessions the Rams had, they went 3 and out, but all 3 of them should have been interceptions. And we only got 3 points out of all 3 of those 3 and out stops. Shouldn't have been the case. You turn the ball over and you don't get turnovers, you're going to lose games. It's very, very simple. Very simple. And we're bad at that. But so are they. 5th and first downs allowed. So that's good. They're not allowing teams to get a lot of yards. They're not allowing teams to sustain drives. 8th in rush yards. 10th in rushing touchdowns. 6th in third down percentage, which is really good. But 27th in fourth downs. You got to stick with it. 6th in the red zone. They're a better defensive team than they are an offensive team currently. And they're built completely different than the 49ers. Obviously, you got Jalen Ramsey, who's still playing Jalen Ramsey football. They got Kendall Fuller, that dude's just had such a quiet career, but he's been a top 15 corner year in, year out for almost a decade now. And they got 2 stud defensive tackles. I think the person that's playing the best of their entire defense right now, Zach Sealer, who had a half sack against us back in 2022, but he was a 7th round pick out of Ferris State. And this dude's just balling out. Calais Campbell, who's as old as I am, still balling out, still a top 10 defensive tackle. So what has been the 49ers' biggest weakness? Interior offensive line, your center, your left guard. And last week, I would argue Dominic Pooney had his worst game of his professional career. You're going up against 2 stud defensive tackles. You better start Burford, man, and you better hope Pooney returns to form. Otherwise, you could have another miserable offensive performance because with those 3 interior guys, last week all 3 of them played really, really bad. That's only happened maybe once or twice this year where all 3 interior guys were bad. But I would argue Aaron Banks' worst game of his career. I would argue, you know, Dominic Pooney, worst game of his career, and Jake Brindle just – that's Jake Brindle average performance for him, which is bad. Yeah, you're going to get Sealer and Campbell. Better show up, because if you don't, they're going to wreck the entire game plan, just like what we saw the Rams do against us. Exact same thing. You got to figure that out. Now, their linebackers, we're playing against some familiar faces. Jordan Brooks, first-round pick, you remember, for Seattle. He was there for 4 or 5 years. Well, now he's starting for Miami. So he's there. And then you've got Anthony Walker Jr., who's been in the league for a long time, since 2017. So that's where you got to take advantage of him. George Kittle for a city linebacker ever is a mismatch. The only person that could ever stop George Kittle is Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. That's it. Can't beat him through coverage. You got to game plan him out yourself, which sadly 49ers have done quite a bit this year. He's only got 2 games with 8 or more targets this season, and he's playing at an all-pro scheme, like level, all-pro freaking statistics. He's got 50-plus pass-blocking snaps. We are just hindering that dude so stinking bad. Oh, look at this, Sid. I love this. Well, they just got brand-new Toyota trucks, so they should be playing well. We talked about the Brock Purdy gave all the offensive linemen Toyota trucks and Sequoias or whatever. So cool. So awesome. They can't play worse. Aaron Banks, worst game of his career. Dominic Pooney, worst game of his career. Jake Brindle, we know what Jake Brindle is. They can't play that bad. It was as bad as it possibly could be. And you got to do something. You got to have some pride. You know the other people on the other side. You got to show up. You got to do something. You really, really do. but they're a good team. And even Jordan Poyer and, you know, Javon Holland, good safeties. Holland hasn't played. It looked like he was going to be a perennial all-pro pro bowler. Kind of fell off a cliff this year. He blamed everything on Fangio. He was so adamant about how much he hated Fangio. And whenever he lost that job, told him to go kick rocks and put out a bunch of... Turns out Holland wasn't bad because of Fangio. He's just bad. He kind of dropped off a cliff his play, too. Don't know what's up with that. Their slot corner, Kadir Kahou, all-name team. He's Texas A&M Commerce, undrafted free agent 2022. He's played relatively well, but not great. So that we don't do a lot of 11 personnel. But when we do, that's kind of one of the things you got to take advantage of. So their nickel corner, I want to keep them in nickel. Keep Eric Saubert off the field. Get Kyle Juszczyk 20 snaps tops. Stay at 11 personnel. I want to see Debo, Pearsall, Jennings. That's the best way to attack this team. That's the best way to attack this team. It's the best way to attack this team. Gosh, I really hope we do those things. If we do that, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Now, let's do this real quick before we jump to the other side of the ball. 12 Days of Christmas has been red hot this year over on MyBookie. They got a free bet for Saturday's games. Risk-free. You can't lose. While other books make promises, MyBookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays. NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways. It only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's talk about the Dolphins' offense. Again, ranked out at 32. They've had a super down year. And for the people that are like, oh, the NFL caught up to the Shanahan offense, oh, this will fuel your fire. I don't particularly believe that, but you're definitely getting more looks on how to stop it. Okay, here we go. Points, they're 24th out of 32 teams. Yards, 20th. Turnover, 16th, which is average. 11th in first downs, 14th passing yards, 12th in passing touchdowns, 19th pass yards per attempt, 19th rush attempts, 26th in rush yards, which is crazy because all their running backs are healthy. And I would argue, I think they have the best running backs in the NFL. Maybe top five, worst case. But I think, you know, if you judge 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, obviously Detroit with Montgomery and Gibbs, I totally get that. But man, they have a type, and they go after it. And that type is just pure speed. That's all that it is. You talk about A-Chain. You talk about Mostert. You talk about, you know, they drafted Jalen Wright out of Tennessee. Jeff Wilson's their four. Like, man, that's pretty solid room. And I think we'll see a lot of almost all of them. I really, really do. 25th in rush touchdowns. 31st in yards per rush attempt. That's crazy in a Shanahan scheme. They're just forcing Tua to beat them. And whenever Tua was out, tanked all their stats and rankings because they were so bad during that time. But 12th in the red zone and 14th in third downs. What is the 49ers defense known for? Worst in the red zone, worst in third downs, and the worst fourth quarter team maybe in the history of 49ers franchise. That bad. They didn't start tracking red zone defense efficiency or fourth quarter stuff. If you know where that is, past before 1999, I can't find it anywhere, but This current 49ers defense is the worst at both of those since 1999. And that's when the stats I can find access to for fourth quarter and red zone defense. We're that bad. We are that bad. So it's what it is. It's what it is. And they're just all speed, which is bad for us. We don't have fast corners. Demo, I trust with everybody running deep. I got no problems. Can Tyreek beat him deep? Yes, he can. But Demo is so freaking good. He's the first nickel corner we've ever had in the Shanahan regime to stop the slot fade. He shut it down all year. Renardo Green could run deep, but man, you've got to roll a safety over to help Charvarius Ward if you're going to put him out there against these speed guys. Now, the sad thing is Nick Sorensen doesn't know how to do that and hasn't done it. It's cost us repeatedly. Can't do cover one. Single high safety against the fastest team in the NFL whenever you don't even have a true free safety. Toledo Hufuga, I expect to play this game, and I expect him to play well, but he's not a speed guy. You put him in the middle of the field and ask him to play center field, and then they throw fades outside the number, which they do nonstop. He ain't going to get there. Help your players with their deficiencies against other strengths. That's what a good coach does. It's not what Nick Sorensen has done at any point this season, especially in the fourth quarter. I don't expect it to change. I really, really don't. So Miami's offense works great when they can protect for Tua and they can run the ball. Well, them not having their, I would argue, probably an all-pro caliber season, Teron Armstead, definitely Pro Bowl, definitely top five left tackle in the NFL this year. I don't think he's going to play. He's questionable. That changes everything. Because Nick Bosa, the 49ers have been getting some pressure. Leonard Floyd, you know, you hit Tua, bad things happen. Really, really bad things happen. Never want anybody to get injured, but, like, they better get the ball out quick. That's all I got to say. Tua hasn't been great. And you can kind of look at, you know, here, I'm trying to pull this up. My bad. I had it open, but I have too many windows open. It's just what it is. Like, Tua's stats this year, he's got 18 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He's leading the NFL in completion percentage, 73%. Like, he's cooking. And, you know, again, he's missed time. Brock Purdy, 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 65% completion percentage. Brock Purdy's not having a great year. It's not an awful year. And I want Brock Purdy to stay the quarterback of the 49ers, and I want a long-term deal. But, you know, I go back to that Miami game when, you know, I talked about how it was my favorite game that I've ever been to, regular season game. You go back to 2022, Brock Purdy had 7 games where he threw 2 or more touchdowns, only 9 starts, and that's playoffs included. 7 out of 9 games, this dude had 2 or more touchdown passes back in 2022. Then you look at 2023, he did it 9 times, 2 or more touchdown passes. This year, 4 times. That's it. That's it. And he has not done it back-to-back weeks at all. I mean, you combine, you know, he had 0 touchdown passes last week. He had 2 versus Chicago. Like, I don't know. I don't like to bet against the 49ers. But, man, Brock Purdy, 1.5 touchdowns or below. Man, you would have made some money if you bet that every single time this year. You used to be one of the locks to bet for the first 2 seasons. And it's not an indictment on Purdy. It's an indictment on the entire offense, the protection, the wide receivers, separation, play calling, all those things. Obviously, when you're terrible in the red zone. I saw some crazy stat, and I think it was Akash, who does a hell of a job. I'm pretty sure it was Akash, but it was like Debo, Christian McCaffrey, and Ayuk. This is off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I apologize. 40 touchdowns accounted for last year. Ayuk, Debo, CMC, 40 touchdowns last year. This year, those same players, 2. From 40 touchdowns in 2023 to 2. Not just a pretty stat. Now, you got the exact same offensive line, but, Mr. Joe, throwing the towel, season's over. No, never. I will never. Like, I'm that. Did y'all ever used to play, like, so my house was I had a terrible, like a basketball goal, and we had to use like a belt to keep it high. It was probably like 9 feet. Like we couldn't even get it, you know, the 10-foot regulation. But everybody came to my house and we just played. It was a curved driveway. It was crappy. It was not nice. I was not whatever. But everybody always played in my yard. Now I had older brothers, and you know, one brother was 2 years older than me, varsity basketball player, he's really, really good. And then another brother was 3 years older than me. And their friends would come over, but I was athletic, so I was going to play. Like, I don't care. It's my house. I'm freaking playing. You're not keeping me out. I don't care if I'm the little kid. I was the type of guy where, like, we're playing 2-on-2 and we get beat 14-1. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back. John, you just lost 14-1. I don't run it back. I don't care. We're not switching up teams. That's not who I am. And then I lose 14-2. I don't care. Run it back. Let's go. Like, I ain't changing teams. It's just not, it's not who I am. I don't want what's easier. I want, I don't care. I don't care. And as a coach, I don't care. As a player, I don't care. I've never, ever asked to be taken out of a game. I've been a part of blowouts, positive and negative. You finish the damn game. Don't throw in the towel. You go out there, swing like your life depended on it. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the clip, but I probably should have cut it, but they asked Dre, like, what his thoughts are for next year, and does he want to stay? And he goes, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. I just want to beat the hell out of the Dolphins. That's the mentality of these freaking Warriors coaches. Winning fixes everything. And even if you don't have a shot at the playoffs, you got a 1% chance. You got to right the ship. You got to right it. Oh, man. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not throwing in the towel. I love you, Mr. Joe. And I do want better draft position, but I ain't tanking. And I can tell you right now, these guys ain't tanking. There's been one coach that, like, there's been more than one, but like the clearest thing I've ever seen in the NFL of a team tanking was Doug Peterson and the Eagles. That last game, they couldn't make the playoffs, and they pulled Jalen Hurd and they put in Nate Sudfeld. And got blown out, and Super Bowl winning coach in Philly got fired, which is just crazy. Just crazy. A Super Bowl winning coach in Philly got fired because he tanked. He literally tanked and lost his job. City ain't doing, like, I ain't tanking. I want better draft position too, Mr. Joe. You can scream at me in all caps all you want. I do too. I want Kelvin Banks Jr. That's who I want. I don't think you get him at 15. You got to get down to 11. You got to get down probably to 9. But yeah, Sin, I love Dre Greenlaw. I don't. Devondre Campbell, Ambry Thomas, don't give a damn. Get that out of my face. I ain't got nothing to do with that type of mentality. Not in my life, not ever. Just be, no. You play for pride. Stanfield, my name is my name. My name is my name. It's still on the back of my jersey, and I still got this in the front, the 49ers. Then you play all out. You give it everything you got. Now, do you create some rotation to see what some younger guys got? Yes. My name is my name. Oh, I need to start watching The Wire again. So good. So good. All right. Let's talk my favorite matchups. In this game, which is just going to be fun. And I don't know. I'm curious, when you guys watch the Niners, knowing this season, this is new for us. We haven't had this since 2020, right? Where games didn't matter. Since 2020. That's crazy. We haven't had a non-playoff whatever game. Maybe week 18 last year against the Rams. I'm curious if your heart rate is lower and your enjoyment level is higher, or if you're just sad, strong sad. but I'm hoping this is going to be a little bit enjoyable game. Look at Joel. Yes, you play to win the game. You play to win the game. Look at this. Rob says Chapman greater than Chop, man. Ooh, I like Chop right there. You played with the Super Bowl. That boat has passed. That's true. No, never tank. We play to win. We're 49ers. We don't lose. We don't give up. That's what's up, man. It's your mascot, 49ers. Go across the freaking wilderness and the country with the hopes to strike gold. Ah, I love it. Yes, dude, I love this. Monkey boy. Enjoyable. Please let the younger guys get the reps. I love that. Joe, he says, we are 49ers. We don't tank. No, we do not. We do not tank. We will not tank. You got to play. I love it. Now, let's do this. Real quick before I go through the matchups. Here is Tua when asked, and I thought that this was kind of cool this week. What other teams say about us? We always play our clips from our pressers. Here's Tua talking about the 49ers defense.
What do you think of Nick Bosa?
I mean, beast. I mean, what there's a lot of good things to say about him. There's a lot of good things to say about Fred, about, you know, Leonard on the other side of Nick. I mean, they have a lot of good guys on their team. A lot of playmakers, a lot of guys that you can see they've played in a league for some time. They've seen a lot of looks, and they know what their issues are defensively, and they know how to counteract, you know, what the offenses that have found success against them are trying to do and try to get to. So I think it's going to be a tough challenge for us going against those guys with Fred leading the charge. In my opinion, probably one of the best linebackers that I've gotten to play against when we played them in 22. I got a lot of respect for him. And got a lot of respect for those guys on that side. It's going to be a tough challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
It's interesting. You know, they ask him about Bosa, and who does he go to? He goes, Fred. I think a lot of teams feel that way. Fred is he's the real deal. So let's go through my favorite matchups when the 49ers are on defense and Tua and the Dolphins are on offense. I think the best matchup for us is Nick Bosa versus Patrick Paul. You know, rookie out of Houston, played in two games, meaningful. He's going to be starting this week, probably. I think that's huge. I really, really do. Now, them, Tyreek Hill, who I also expect to play, against Nick Sorensen. Not necessarily like, you know, Tyreek Hill's going to be going against Debo and Renardo and Charvarius, but it's Nick Sorensen. Can you not put your people in terrible positions where they can't succeed? He's done it all season. It's one of the reasons why I do not want Nick Sorensen here long term. He doesn't help his guys out. He says, I know what you are, and he should. He's been here for years. Sorry, you've got to play beyond what you're capable of doing, and I just don't think that that's good coaching. His refusal to put safety help over our slower corners against their fastest, it's cost us so many games. He's just not a good coordinator whenever pressure's on. Anytime it's third down, red zone, fourth quarter, Nick Sorensen strikes out every single time. Now, the best matchup, blue chip on blue chip, Devin Achane, who, man, might be one of the fastest people in the NFL, versus our linebackers. I want to see it. Warner, Greenlaw, Achane, Mostert, speed versus Warriors. We'll see, right? Like, we all had this. Like, you go, like, build a character in sports or boxing or whatever, video games. And like, you give all your attribute points to the same thing. Like, do you want pure speed? Do you want power? We're going to see. Now, flip that. Let's talk the best matchups when the 49ers are on offense and the Dolphins are on defense. I think our best matchup is Kittle versus linebackers. I don't give a damn who the linebackers are. Kittle, all pro season, despite being removed from the game plan so much, I hate it. Kittle should have 12 targets every single game, period. The only one that can stop Kittle is Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. That's it. Even in the rain game, Kittle was open on the deep routes and whatever else. Purdy just can't throw the ball deep in the rain, but we tried to do it 8 times for some reason, and only ran the ball 19 times. You got to be kidding me. Their best matchup, the Dolphins' defense, is defensive tackle Zach Seiler and Calais Campbell against Banks and Brindle. Hopefully, Dominique Pooney shows up and has a bounce-back game. But, you know, ooh. And I'll be honest with you, probably the best matchup is Dominique Pooney, Young Buck, You know, new kid on the block versus Calais Campbell, one of the biggest, sweetest, gentle giants. Sorry, I got a cough drop. My voice is going out. Sorry about that. Gentle giants in the NFL. So can the young buck go against the old, you know, gray beard and kind of see what that is? I want that's much watched TV for me. Dominique Pooney versus Calais Campbell. Oh, I want to see how Pooney responds. He's been great all year. Whew. Man, I want to see it. Now, this is where, at this point in the show, we usually do predictions and bets of the week. You know, mybookie.com or mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ers. The only thing I can say is there's some risk-free bets that they got up for the 12 days of Christmas where, you know, it's the Seahawks versus Bears game. Who scores first? If a player scores a touchdown, you get paid. And if not, you get your money back. That's it. I'm not putting more money on the 49ers this year because unless I see something, I might bet, you know, first quarter 49ers up and first half 49ers up. I mean, you go into a rain game with a quarterback that can't throw in the rain and has shown you repeatedly struggles in the rain, and you threw the ball 30-plus times and ran the ball 19, and you were up 3 points in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry. That's stupid. That's asinine. I love Kyle, and I hope he's our coach for the future. There's not even a hot seat yet. But good gosh, man. That was just about as stupid as you could possibly be continuously. And somebody's like, well, the run game ain't working. It's a 3-point lead in the fourth quarter. Why are you not running the ball? You come out and you go pass, pass, pass. Three and out. You did that with the lead in the fourth quarter. Pass, pass, pass. You did that. You're up three. Kyle got to figure some stuff out. He's got to. There's no doubt about that. But 19 rush attempts in a rain game with that quarterback, that's bad. Plus, you add to the fact, not only is our first string running back out, not only is our second string running back out, not only is our third string running back out, not only is our fourth string running back out, but also our Hall of Famer left tackle. It's just a lot of question marks. And even the backup left tackle is questionable with a hip. I think he will play Jalen Moore. It's a lot of questions, and I don't think injuries are an excuse. They're not excuses for other teams. They're only excuses for the 49ers. Now, you don't hear a lot of 49ers out there making excuses, but you hear some, and I think that's an issue. So I'm excited about this game. I'm excited about college football playoff. This weekend's going to be one of the best weekends of football. I'm so pumped. Go Horns. Hook 'em, baby. Do what you got to do. Clemson, put Dabo out of his misery. Don't like Clemson. Anyway, I'm excited. We get to watch 49ers football without the stress. I'll take it. I'll take it. So you guys are awesome. Thank you for being with us through this. And if you need to look forward and you're all in on draft stuff, guess what? Head to the 49ersrush.com. Click on player breakdowns. Watch some draft tape. We're working behind the scenes. We're going to have the best draft book we've ever put out. We got time. We got a great team. We're working, we're clicking, we're doing the research. Man, it's going to be great this year. Y'all are awesome. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.